Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. Today we're diving deep into something that's seriously crucial, creating a positive mindset through gratitude and self-acceptance. Now, I know what you might be thinking, oh great, another self-help episode. But trust me on this one, folks. This isn't your typical smile more and everything will be okay. Spiel. We're getting real about the power of gratitude and how embracing who we truly are can actually shift our entire outlook on life. Think about it. You wake up every day bombarded with negativity, right? News headlines screaming doom and gloom, social media feeds filled with curated perfection that makes us feel like we're falling short. It's enough to make anyone want to crawl back into bed. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from that cycle? To actually cultivate genuine positivity and inner peace even amidst all the chaos. It's not about ignoring the bad stuff. It's about actively choosing to focus on the good. So, let's unpack this whole gratitude and self-acceptance thing, shall we? Because trust me, these two powerhouses can change your life in ways you wouldn't believe. First up, gratitude. It's like a superpower, seriously. Practicing gratitude rewires your brain to notice the good stuff, even the tiny little things. That warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, the laughter shared with a friend, the feeling of sunshine on your skin, these seemingly mundane moments hold so much power when you consciously appreciate them. Ever felt that wave of happiness wash over you after remembering something truly beautiful? That's gratitude in action. Second, self-acceptance. This is about ditching the inner critic and embracing all parts of yourself, even the messy bits. We're talking about accepting your strengths and weaknesses without judgment, because guess what? Everyone has both. Think about it, that quirky personality trait you think makes you awkward actually makes you hilarious. And those imperfections you obsess over? They're what make you unique and beautiful. Third, practice mindfulness. It's like hitting the pause button on your life and really being present in the moment. When you're mindful, you're less likely to get caught up in negative thoughts and anxieties. It's about savoring each experience, big or small, with full awareness. Fourth, surround yourself with positivity. You know that saying, birds of a feather flock together? Well, it holds true. The people you spend time with have a huge impact on your mindset. So, surround yourself with those who uplift and inspire you, those who make you feel good about yourself. Lastly, remember to celebrate your wins. Big or small, every accomplishment deserves to be celebrated. It could be finishing that project you've been putting off, mastering a new recipe, or simply making it through the day with a positive attitude. These little victories add up and fuel your journey towards a more joyful life. Now, let me share a quick example. I used to beat myself up over every little mistake, constantly comparing myself to others. It was exhausting. But then I started practicing gratitude, focusing on my strengths, the things I'm good at, and the blessings in my life. And you know what? It changed everything. The negativity faded, and I started feeling more confident and content with who I am. The key takeaway here is this. Creating a positive mindset isn't about being naive or ignoring reality. It's about choosing to focus on the good, accepting ourselves fully, and actively cultivating a sense of gratitude for all that we have. So, how are you going to start implementing these tips into your life today? Maybe try starting a gratitude journal, reflecting on three things you're grateful for each day. Or make a conscious effort to celebrate your wins, no matter how small they seem. Remember, you've got this. Keep cultivating that positivity. Keep shining bright. And I'll catch you in the next episode of The Dopamine Fast. Until then, keep it real, keep it positive, and keep chasing those dopamine highs, the healthy kind, of course.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.